trouble, see, I'm home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I'm your host, Lucy.
And I'm Erica.
And today
and we're back.
I know, we're just going to be talking, but we're just going to explain where we've been, what our plans are moving forward, and kind of just chit-chat and catch up.
Yeah, there's a lot to catch up on. Listen, we have gotten a few messages here and there kind of asking, you know, where you guys been. And, you know, it's kind of nice to know that, you
it's
know,
nice that people miss us. I like that. And we haven't
it's
just been...
Someone saying, I didn't even notice.
Wait, they stopped recording? But
yeah,
it has been a pretty hectic summer for both of us, I think. And not in a bad way, just... There's been a lot going on. I know this summer was the first summer that Apollo got to do anything outside of a cast without surgery and a major cast. And so we just took the summer to do like everything and anything you wanted to do.
And, you know, everything seems to be like ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys, if you will, because the way our podcast came together, it was just beautifully timed. Just whatever was going on in our lives allowed for all the episodes that we've been doing. And we've been so fortunate to be able to talk to so many cool people in the 2 years that we've done this, and the amount of episodes that we've, I mean, it's a lot of content that we've had when, you know, we really look back at all the episodes. So, you know, it just worked really, really well. And this year it seems to be, we both had a couple of different things going on and kind of been on the back burner a little bit, but still the love is always there for it. And for one thing or another always comes up, but that's not important. What's important is that we're here and that we're trying to get back on track
because
people do like our content and it's always been fun. So let's start with you, Lucy. What's been going on with you? What's going on with you? Where have you been, girl?
So much. Where have I been? I explained some of it. We've just been super busy between doing a lot of stuff. And then there was a moment this summer where Apollo had 3 broken bones at one time.
Apollo's her little boy.
That's my little boy, yeah. And he has OI, that's brittle bone disease. And so he was going through something called a fracture cycle. And so he just broke a bunch. And so he was in a cast for a while, but it wasn't like surgery in cast, which is what we were trying to avoid this summer. There's big news, but I probably will wait until next time to talk about that. Actually, you know what? No, we can totally do it because I have something planned and I can post it this week. I'll tell you about it when we're done. And then when this comes out, I'll have already posted it. But I'm pregnant, guys. So it's been it's been a fun summer.
We're having a baby.
Yes.
My baby.
So we're really excited about that. It's early on, so we still got a long ways to go, but I'm really excited.
Did you sit on your husband's lap, put your arm around his neck and say, Ricky, darling, we're having a special event, or what is it?
No, this was like just super unceremonious again. I don't know if I told you about the first, I think I did. I think we've talked about the first time I was pregnant and I just was like, here you go. And I handed him the pregnancy test because I thought he already knew. But this
here's
time,
a stick.
Yeah, here you go. I knew earlier than I could test. And so then I ended up testing like right when you can test, right? And my mother-in-law was in town. Colin wasn't even home yet. He was at work. And Apollo was like out in the living room. So it's just like, I'm going to take this test and we're going to see, and then I'll sit on it. Because people can do that, right? When they're excited. And so, just sit on this news.
Yeah.
So I took it.
Life-changing, life-altering news.
Yeah, exactly. In walks Apollo, and he sees it. Because you have to wait like 2 minutes. So I got up, washed my hands, whatever. And I was just waiting in there. So he's probably like, why are you just chilling in the bathroom, Mom? So he walks in, and he's like waving it around. He's like, what's this? I was like, dude, don't touch that. Put it down. And then he like left. And he leaves the door wide open. And I was like, if his mother-in-law comes in, she's going to see me waiting for this test. I was like, this is how this test would go. It really, I don't know why I thought I could do this peacefully. And I had also woken up at like 12. So I work night shifts and I woke up just to, because I had to, And I was like, I'm just going to take the test and then I'll go back to sleep. And it was like 12:30 in the afternoon. I was like, I can sleep for another like 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours before work. And but of course, as soon as I found out, like I was too excited to sleep. So then I was like, I
Yeah.
should have just waited. But Apollon was very happy. I mean, we went outside and we were taking the dogs out, and Apollo went outside, and I just looked at Colin and I was like, guess what? He looked at me and he's like, you're pregnant. And I went, yep.
Oh
You
my God.
know.
Well, congratulations,
Thank you.
from the whole Lucy world and myself. And I mean, I know that how excited you've told me how much you've wanted this second baby, which is going to be a girl, just FYI. And
Oh, we hope.
fingers
We hope.
crossed.
Yes.
And yeah. So congratulations, and just a safe and healthy 9 month period for you and all of that. But yeah, we're very excited. What do you have a date yet?
April
I do know.
12th is like the estimated, but then I get my ultrasound in a few weeks, and then they'll be able to tell me the specific, like that's real. Like
Very
that's just an
exciting.
estimated date. Yeah. So
Yeah.
very, very excited. So what about you?
Yay.
You've been
What
busy.
about me? I've been busy. I've been busy just making cakes. I
I
mean,
know. What was like, is
it's
that, did
so.
you quit your other job? Because
No. You know what? I'm this close to, just because it takes up so much time. But no. And the reason I've been so flaky on this is just because I've been doing both. And
you know what? You can record while you're
it's
making a
been,
cake. You could be
that's
like
true.
decorating a
I've
cake
thought
and
about
recording.
that. Here's the thing. Here, now, listen, I do put up videos and sometimes I'll do tutorials, things like that. And I don't know if you mean the podcast or just in general recording. And my husband sees these very successful cake decorators on YouTube, right? Who give you
Yeah.
like tips and tricks and things like that. And those are the ones I watch because they're so great at explaining. See, when I do a cake, you don't want to watch me do a cake because all you want is the finished product, the polished finished product, not the wrestling of the frosting between you. That's no fun to watch for anybody. So I haven't gotten to the point where I'm very polished in my, I've seen some girls who are like all dressed up and looking fancy when they're decorating. Like, there's no way you look like that when you're decorating, because it's really a war zone sometimes, I guess, depending on what you're decorating. But other than that, I mean, it's been really fun. I've been surprised at the amount of attention that, I've gotten from local people who've been ordering from me, because I haven't advertised since January, I think. And so it's been either word of mouth or just social media and just, my local community.
I was
But
going to say, you
I
really took
love,
off there.
yeah. And for a moment, like I mentioned back in January starting, I did do, like what I do best, social media advertising. And that's where I got, inquiries here and there. Then all of a sudden, I don't know where the wave come, but I welcome it. It's exciting to learn and try new things. I mean, and be part of people's events because you're part of their photos, you're part of their memories, and but I have enjoyed it, and but it is really time consuming,
Oh yeah, I've
because
got
I
to
do everything
imagine.
myself. I
Yeah.
do everything my, I don't buy anything pre-made, and you don't want it that way anyway, because store bought
Yeah, I mean,
certain
if you're paying someone
things.
to make a cake, you want them to.
Yeah, and you want them to come back. You don't want them to say, "Oh, it's like you're tasting store-bought stuff." You might as well just go to the store, But
Yeah.
it's been fun, and I enjoy it. And I shocked myself because it's really something that I didn't know that I would be full-time enjoying it, because I don't cook very well. I'm not a very big kitchen person, so this is a little different, but it's fun.
I was going to say cooking and baking are really two big different things. And
Yeah.
I was telling someone about like your business, and it's like she's amazing, and my aunt does, a little bit of decorating and stuff. And I went, I can make taste like cake taste really, really good. But that's it. It's not going to look good. It's just going to taste good.
And see, that's the fine line where I get so darn excited when I get feedback about not only did it look nice, but it tasted good. Because you watch these shows on, like a Is It Cake and these competitions where they're carving out, sculpting out these life-size cakes, right? Which is great. It's something that you can't imagine. But as time goes on, I ask myself, how dry is that cake getting? Is it somebody actually going to eat that, or is it just for the art of it? Which is fine, but you don't want someone to say, oh, this tastes awful because of all the, different stuff you just put on to make it look nice. But you'll
Yeah, but
be.
I'm definitely the like nailed it type of person. I've got big dreams of what it will look like, and at least it tastes good. So I'll take that, because I can eat an ugly cake that tastes good, but like you were saying, I don't want to eat a pretty cake that tastes like crumbs, you know?
And you'll always remember that because you feel like you just spent money because to look at something, but I mean, it's a lot of work to do both. So you hope that you can accomplish that, but I don't want to turn this into a cake
Well,
podcast,
listen, we're just
but
catching up today. So
yeah.
that's what your life has been for a while. Like, that's what you've
It
been
is.
focusing on. And so I don't know, I've got some other things. I think I will mention, like, put out a post here about some, like, a project that I'm working on as well. I'm writing a book. I'm gonna start writing a book
Oh,
here,
don't just throw
about
that out there like it's nothing.
about
Just
Lucy,
writing a
actually.
book.
And
Wow.
so what my plan is to collect stories from people, just like everyday people, about how I Love Lucy or Lucille Ball herself, or like those shows affected them and their family and their life, and like, did it affect them to do something different? Did it help them get them through a time? Because we see a lot of like really big stuff and we hear a lot about her life, but I think it touches so many people, and I would love to just get a collection of just stories of real life people, everyday people, where this is how it affected. I've already gotten stories about how it's brought families together, like families that don't talk to each other and don't agree on anything else can sit around and watch I Love Lucy together, and things like that. People that it's helped them through cancer treatments and things like that, and helped them keep fighting. And so this is what I'm kind of trying to get it, collect all of these stories and put it into a book. And so
I'm
I'm
gonna have to
gonna,
book you and interview you. My
yeah,
goodness.
hey.
That is that sounds really, really awesome. That's
So I'm gonna
great.
put out like a post once we're back and established, I think, and ask people if they want to send in stories. And one of the cool things, well, not cool things, but like one of the things I'm doing, so if anyone's interested, is that you can, whoever's writing in can be 100% anonymous, or they can tell me their names if they want to. So
Have it
that way,
published.
if they, yeah, that way, if they want to share their story, but they don't want to be, people know their names, then they can be a little bit hands off. So,
That's great. That's really ambitious, and that's really, it takes a creative mind to put a book together. It's no easy feat.
Oh,
So
yeah. So I've
really
also been
good.
working on like outlining that and figuring out, who I need to talk to and who I'd like to interview, because I'd like to interview some bigger names. I've already gotten, well, I shouldn't say all the people. I'll tell you later who I got, but I got someone special.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's people that I'm trying to reach out to more and more. So,
Good. Looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that. Because we've on this podcast, of course, we've spoken to, authors and people who've put out books, and it's really admirable to watch something go from an idea, a concept, to writing it out, mapping it out. Taking the time to blood, sweat, and tears, as they say, nightly, daily, and then to see it published is just, it's amazing. It's really, really a great accomplishment. We have an author that we'll be speaking to soon also for a new Lucy book. I mean, there's been so many that it's great that there still can be stories to be told, even if they're not particularly Lucille Ball biographical stories, but stories centered around what the show, what maybe it inspired someone to start a business of some kind, or just admiring the business sense, or anything like that, or just the Latin side of Desi Arnaz. Or, you hear people that they use from other countries where I Love Lucy was a starting point to learn English, just because it's so expressive. So I think that's really great.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
As for our podcast,
We should talk a little bit about that.
we still on season two. I think we're still on season
We're
two.
still on season two. One of the big things moving forward that we've discussed leading up to this Welcome Back podcast is that we're going to move to like a every other week. Just because putting out a podcast every week, doing all the research, recording and then editing it all is a lot of work. And we were going back and forth between who was editing, like we go every other week, but that just it's still the turnaround is crazy fast. And then to post about it, it's a lot of work. So doing it every other week will really take that like we need to go out of it, and we can really more enjoy the aspect of talking about Lucy and just enjoying the podcast more.
Yeah, it gives us more time to look up things and things like that and do a thorough job. I mean, the Lucy episodes are evergreen. They're never you don't have to have a time limit for when these episodes come out. I mean,
Yeah.
someone's watching it at any given time. So
Right.
that's what our plans are for this coming, next few episodes are every other week, and work our way through season two
Two.
and try and get
Maybe a
through
movie
that.
or two here. We've
Yeah.
spoken in some interviews. So we're still following the same road that we were
Idea,
going down,
concept, yeah.
ideas, concept. Yeah. We're not changing anything vastly, just every other week instead of every week.
Yeah, so if you guys have any ideas, any questions, anything that we've missed or that you've wanted us to cover Lucy related, we are more than happy to see. I think it was because last year there was so much going on in the Lucy world that it seems like there were documentaries and movies coming out that it gave us so much content, not only from the episodes, but this is why we've gotten to such a short amount of episodes in. Because we not only covered that, as any listener of ours know, we got books, we cover movies, episodes, the talk show that she did, the talk radio show that she did,
Oh, yeah.
Let's Talk to Lucy.
Let's
I
talk to
mean, we
Lucy.
covered those. Those came out. I mean, we had, the I Love Lucy, the documentary, and we had Being the
And just
Ricardos. I mean,
interviews with people that, are Lucy fans.
and so, we've met a lot of great people along the way with this podcast. So we hope to continue that same format, which is, again, that's what I love about it, because it's not just the episodes, it's also movies and things like that. And we've gotten a lot of compliments because of that. So we are hoping to continue doing that same format and come back to life on Instagram a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, this wasn't meant to be a long episode, just to pretty much, we're still alive, we're still here, and here's what our plan is for the next few episodes, sort of podcast. So if you guys want to, did you want to add anything else?
No, we're good.
Okay. So if you guys would like to, let us know what you want to hear more from us. Do you like the format that we have planned? Because really, it's if people don't listen, there's no point in continuing it. So if you guys like what we're doing, then please let us know. But send us an email, find us everywhere, havingaballpod@gmail.com, havingaballpod on Instagram. We're still there, we're still on Facebook, and on all your favorite streaming services.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.